Here we go again, guys. We are back. We are back. I took a little bit of a month off to take care of some business. It's been busy for me. You guys know how it is. A lot of you guys follow me on social media, but we are back. You know I have a lot to say. I want to use this episode today, though, to get into a couple things about politics and its corruption of people. I think if we talk about this and we discuss what is going on, what causes this, we could start figuring out how we can save America. This is the Pierre Wilson Show. A lot of people think when you get into politics, you open yourself up to corruption. Even further down that line, people think that the corruption really truly begins when you're elected. Some people say, oh, well, when that person got elected, they were not corrupt. Or when that person got into the position, they were not corrupt. Government corrupted them. Well, I know we speak about government as if, you know, government is a person walking around, right? Government is actually the people, the elected officials that are running our government day to day, right? And government answers to us, we the people. So the problem is the people in government. It's not the institution itself. It's the people in government and the people they allow around government. For example, you have these billionaires and all these people who influence policy decisions. You have these lobbyists and people who advocate for certain things on a consistent basis, and they promise these politicians things if they answer or do whatever they need them to do. That is the issue, right? The institution itself is not necessarily the problem. It's the people in the institution that is causing the issue. So I do believe that government can be fixed. I am not one of those people that think that government is too far gone. I think it can be fixed, but to fix it, you have to limit the power of the government. And I'm also one of those people who believe that the corruption begins long before a person is elected or before a person reaches the highest level of whatever position they're in that also influences the political realm. I witness this every single day. I witness this every single day. I see the greed. I see the power hungry people. I see the people who will step on anyone's neck to get where they want to be. I see the people proclaiming that they're Christians, but do everything and anything that is the opposite of being a Christian. I see the ones who tend to make everything about themselves. I see it every day. You guys may say, oh, well, where do you see it? Because obviously you're with a nonprofit and all that. And I, Blexit, obviously, you guys are listening. You guys know what I do. I'm National Director for the Blexit Foundation. I will say it is a nonprofit, but we do have a lot of politically minded people who also join our organization. We do set the rules and the boundaries. I won't get into all of that. If you want to follow Blexit, you know where to go. Blexit.com/chapters. Join a chapter, get involved, learn about us. But we do interact with people who are outside of Blexit in the political realm as well. And then also for me, I obviously am the regional director for the North Carolina Young Republicans. So that's very much politics. I'm very involved in the local and national scene of politics. I'm a political science major. I'm actually getting my master's degree in political science as well. Politics is my passion. Okay. It is something that I'm dealing with every day, despite what my day-to-day job is with a nonprofit. So I still interact with these people on a daily basis. I still see the corruption that takes place. And I won't lie to you guys, it's not easy. If somebody says to you, oh, I'm in politics or I'm around the political world and it's easy for me, I don't ever get involved in the corruption, or I don't ever get involved in any of these things, or I never see it, or I don't pay any attention to it, they're lying. You're lying. And when I say that, I don't mean that everybody got involved and is corrupt. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, in one way, shape, or form, you have probably been surrounded by someone who is being corrupt, and you've had to like slowly back away or find a way out of the situation. It is almost impossible to be heavily involved in politics without seeing the other side, right? The evil side of this world. And having that moment where you're like, I need to get out of this room. It has happened to me multiple times. There is no way you can avoid it on a permanent basis, because you don't know which angle it's coming from. You never know. The people that you think are the most outstanding people and doing right by everybody are sometimes some of the most corrupt ones. And I and people say, oh, you must love what you do. You must love everybody in it. It must be just really fun and all. It is fun. It is fun. But at the same time, no, it has definitely opened my eyes to something that I wish I kind of didn't see, which is that some of your favorites, because they're no longer my favorites. Some of your favorites are some of the most corrupt people. And I'm talking about politicians, y'all. I'm talking about people who are on their way up that ladder. Not everybody. I've had the pleasure of also being surrounded by people who are doing this for the right reason. I always speak about Brandon and Candace, and I talk about them a lot. I mean what I say about them, guys. Like, those are two genuine people that genuinely care about everyone. They really do. I mean, there's some people that they don't agree with, but they want the best for this country as a whole. They call out things, especially on the left, but ultimately they want an America that is better for everyone. And sometimes it comes across as tough love, but those two people are genuine. I don't just say that because I work for them. It's actually a blessing that I work for people who are like that, because it's harder if you work for someone who's not genuine, right? It's harder if you had to work for someone. I would still do it because that's who I am. My grandfather raised me to be a certain way, to be a professional at all times. I would have still done it regardless, and you would have never known. But it's easy. It's easier when you do know. The people that you work for are genuine and they're good people, and you can say that proudly and loud to the world. And I love the fact that I can be happy about what I do every day and feel good about the people who help oversee the company, who ultimately founded the company. So that's a big blessing. But there are a lot of people who I've come across in this world, even on the conservative side. I'm sorry. I know. Listen, conservatives, I love y'all. Y'all know I'm fair. If you're fighting for true conservative values, you got to call out the fake people. I think one of the things that's happening right now, you're seeing on social media, and speaking of corruption, and I won't speak on it heavily on this particular person because I have not done my research. And even though I do trust what Corinne is doing. She's a great person. She's not going to do anything that she's not going to do her research on, right? Like Corinne, Brandon's wife, for those who don't know, Corinne Tatum, awesome person. Anyway, she's done a lot of research on some candidates, including like Major Williams and a few others, and she has been calling them out. I haven't personally done a lot of research, and I'm very, very fair, y'all. If I haven't personally looked into the situation enough, then I won't speak on it a lot. I think it's the right thing to do until I really know what I'm talking about and I can speak around the facts. I listen to people's opinions, but I do like to form my own opinion. But I do know Corinne does not do anything and she don't say anything without doing her research. So that lets me know that there probably is some truth to what she's saying. But either way, I think it's important for people to do more of what she is doing, because we have to hold people accountable. We have to make sure that people are not using money for the wrong reasons, or just to get rich, or just to live lavishly, or whatever they're trying to do. We have to make sure that people's hearts are in it for the people, because if that person gets elected and they're already doing that, and again, I got to look into them. I don't know. I mean, I'm not following the California race super closely. I'm about to follow it more because I just heard Larry Elder announce, and I'm a huge fan of Larry Elder, so I'm definitely gonna be paying attention to it more. But if people are doing that, which they are, whether he's one of them or not, we need to hold them accountable. We need to call that stuff out. But these people have signs leading up to this, okay? And I want you guys to be aware of some of the signs. People say, well, if you're in politics, then there's going to be a little bit of self-serving. Yes and no. I do agree to a certain extent. You have to make decisions that is going to benefit you, because ultimately, if you're in politics, you still have a family. People forget that some of these people who are speakers or YouTubers or whoever, this is in some ways their main job or their main source of income. This is how they support their family. And if you want everybody to go around doing a bunch of freebies, you're crazy. So if you want to call somebody out for charging or doing this or doing that, then you obviously do not understand the game. This is how people feed their families sometimes. You know what I mean? This is a lot of people's only source of income, or at least a huge chunk of their income. And you wouldn't go to work and not charge. I mean, if you're such a good person and you show up at your job and you tell the boss that you don't need any money, don't give me a check on Friday, I'm good, I want to do this for the good of the people. You could make that argument for every job. You could be an internet salesperson, and I can make the argument that you should not charge because those people need internet, and you shouldn't be charging to give them internet. So you should be going to work and you should be giving them that internet for free. Like you literally get paid because you have to get paid to survive, right? What makes you think these people are different? What makes you think that people shouldn't charge if this is their livelihood? They're not grifters. Some of these people, they're not grifters. This is how they make their money. And if you're just jealous because you have to go work at that job and sell internet and you wish you could be doing YouTube, then just say that. Say you're jealous. You're not going to do it probably. You're not going to do it. But you should. Because we already know. We know. We can see the jealousy whether you're trying to hide or not. We can see it. You wish you could be doing this for a living instead of what you are doing for a living. So don't hate on people who are doing that. They're not grifters. Majority of them are not grifters. This is their career. This is something they love. And they happen to be able to get paid very well for it. That is not a bad thing. That's not a grifter. But you do have people who you can tell this is not their passion. You can tell this is not really where they want to be. But they see the money. They see the opportunity to make money, to live lavish. That bothers me. So I'm going to speak from my journey. The reason why is because my journey is the only one I can speak from. I've only lived my life, okay? I can tell you right now, even with Blexit, for pretty much a year, before I even got put on staff, I was volunteering. I always say I believe that's one of the reasons why Candace even put me on staff, because she was able to see what my heart was long before there was even an offer or anything like that. I was volunteering because I believed in the cause, believed in the mission, believed in everything that Blexit stood for. Even after being put on staff, I continued to try to do more than just what is in my job description, to do more than what was expected of me. The reason why is not because they asked me or anyone asked me to do it. I believe in the mission. I know I have a job description, but I also know where Blexit can be and where it can go, and I'm dedicated fully to the cause. I want to see the mission succeed. The company succeed, yes, but the mission is what's most important, and the mission will also ultimately help the company succeed, right? And I try to wake up every day, and I've been honest with you guys from day one. I said, the moment I lose that passion, or the moment I'm not the hardest person working in the room consistently, I will step aside. I will say, you know what? I'm probably not the best person for this role. Or maybe I should look to do something else, or you guys should utilize me in a different way because I don't think I'm effective anymore. That's how much I care about the mission. I have done that with certain things already. There are literally things that I have done within the organization where I say, you know what? Maybe someone else should do this because I don't know that I'm the best person for it. I think when you really care about the people and you stay focused on the people, it allows you to make decisions like that clearly. But if I'm just focused on myself and I'm like, I just want the power and I just want this and I just want that, that is how corruption starts. I was on Brandon's show. I hope you guys got a chance to catch that. It was an honor to be on his show. I had a really good time on the show. It was my first time actually on the show. So I was on there with some incredible people. Obviously, ABL, the Black Conservative. I mean, it was a great episode. I hope you guys take something away from it. If you haven't watched it, please go watch it. But anyway, on the show, we were talking about a couple different things, and one of the topics that came up was essentially the haters, the people who do hate against what we do and what we stand for, or they pretend they hate what we do and what we stand for, but really it's jealousy, right? It's that to me has been one of the more surprising things since being in this world, is that some of these people don't even take the time to understand what exactly you're doing and why you're doing it before they begin to hate. Okay, let me repeat that. Some people don't even take the time to begin to understand what you're doing or why you're doing it before they begin to hate. The assumptions that run wild in this world, in the political world, it's crazy to me. I have read so many things, even just some things about myself. I've read things and I've laughed. I've literally laughed. I've shared stuff with my wife about things that I've read about myself that is so far from the truth. You know, because there was even an interview done. There was an interview done by someone. I don't want to name names because you guys know me and my policy and the way I am. I'm not gonna dive into the fray of this madness and the craziness. I'm not. But it was a lot of lies in this interview, not only about me but about just who Blexit is, who Candace is, who Brandon is, who a lot of conservatives I know, Bryson. It was a lot of lies shared. But again, I can only speak from my own perspective. I know for a fact that it was a lot, that it was lies. It was literally lies about a lot of things. But at the same time, people are like, oh, are you going to respond? Are you going to come back and say, and I said, no, no. And they said, why? I said, because if I sit here and I respond to everything that is said about me, I would never have time to serve the people. I would never have time to stay focused on the mission. Because then what's the limit? If you respond to everything, or I should say, let me back up. If you start to respond to some things, what do you not respond to? What limits do you start to set for yourself? When do you decide, okay, this is worth it, this is not, it's not important. People are going to talk. Whether I respond or not to that or anything else that was said about me, people are going to talk. The only time you're going to see me really respond, and I took this advice really from Candace, is you box up, not down, right? You keep looking forward. The only time you'll see me respond is if I think it's a way to push the mission forward. But you're not going to pull me back. You're not going to have me talking about useless stuff. You're not going to have me talking in circles. I'm not doing that. That has nothing to do with pushing the mission forward. So it's a waste of time. And if I could, if you guys could take that advice or take any advice from me, take that, because it's so important. Do not respond to everything. However, I do want to transition to the next thing, which is be careful of the company that you keep around you. Because you'll start to spot self-seeking people, self-serving people around you. And it's going to freak you out. It's going to freak you out. I'm telling you right now. Because that, even though you could fight this whole mindset and you could stay focused on people, it's no guarantee that people around you will continue to be like that. I have watched genuinely good people walk into the political world for the right reasons, and I no longer recognize them. I no longer know who that person is anymore. Because everything that they're doing, everything that every decision that they're making, you can see it. It's selfish. It has nothing to do with helping anyone. It is all about helping themselves. And again, I'm okay with people taking care of themselves because you got to take care of your family. But to a certain extent, if it becomes to the point where you are now doing whatever you can to make sure that you stand out, that you are seen a certain way, that you can step on anybody's neck, even the people who brought you to the point where you are, I have a problem with that. Because you can't honestly say that you're here for the people when everything that you're doing is literally just for yourself. But people like that normally get caught. They normally get called out. Somebody will recognize them, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's a year from now. Those people eventually get called out on their ish. You know, I'm not going to say the cuss word itself, but on ish, they get called out. So for you guys, it's important to recognize the signs. It's important to recognize the signs of these people and to call it out when you see the signs. One of the things that I like to do with people around me, and I'll say this too for those of you who are wondering how to first combat this and to try to keep people away like that, is make sure that you keep a small circle. Make sure that you keep a small circle. I love all the, I have so many influencers who are, I'm fans of, so many people that I'm business people. I'm actually more of a fan of the business people that I love the influencers, but I'm actually more of a fan of a lot of the people who have made business moves. I don't know. I've always been attracted to like the business decisions and the moguls and the people who have like really built brands and stuff like that. But again, the ones who have done it the right way for the right reasons and have taken care of the people around them and the people that they're serving, not the self-seeking ones. I'm a fan of people like that the most, and I follow quite a few people closely. And you know, one of the things that I see from a lot of the ones who have stayed out of a lot of mess is they're either married or they have an extremely small circle or both. And you better believe I took that advice. You don't really, you'll see me at events, you'll see me go to some things, but you won't really see me a lot in a lot of the influencer circles or the big conservative circle worlds. If it's, you'll see me sometimes, right? I'm an extrovert. I've told you guys this on past episodes. I love being around people. I love hanging out with people, but I'm actually very careful. I'm gonna go hang out with my wife majority of the time. 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna go hang out with my wife. You know, or I'm gonna hang out with my small circle that I keep, that I know that I can trust and lean on. And it's the same people, it doesn't switch up, you know. That's so important to have that consistency, because when you get caught up in some of those worlds, it seems fun, it seems attractive. It's almost like the single life, right? Like the single life sometimes can seem fun until you realize how much drama some of these single people are in. People are like, oh, people in relationships are drama. Not the people who are in the right relationships. You're going to have problems, but if you have a ton of drama and you're in a relationship, then you probably got the wrong person. All right, you're going to hit some rough times and all that, but it shouldn't be to the point where you're having drama constantly. That sounds like y'all need to go to church. Y'all ain't equally yoked. Something going on, because it shouldn't be consistent. It shouldn't be all the time. And this is coming from someone who knows. I've had relationship drama. My wife and I have been through rough times. We checked ourselves. I'm not just preaching to preach and tell you something that I don't even know. I'm telling you from experience. We recognized that we were the problem and we needed to get on the same page. And when we did that, things got better. Okay. Because real relationships should be your sanity. It should be your place of comfort. It should be where you feel you have your ultimate outlet. You know, you feel like you have your best friend. Like, it should not be filled with chaos and drama. However, the single life between different people letting you down, breaking your heart, friends with you one moment, next minute they not, you just feel alone. Some nights you going home crying because you're like, I don't got nobody. Next night you're like, yo, I'm single, I don't care about nobody. I mean, that whole up and down world, that it's not fun. I don't care what anybody says. It might be temporarily fun. It's not fun. Fun is really being able to have that person that you can say has your back. We are not meant to be alone. God didn't create us to be alone. So that's how I kind of think about the political, let's just say the political college world. Even though it's not a college, it's kind of like that vibe, right? You have all these people, these groups that are all connecting all the time, and it's party over here, party over there. I'm not saying that I won't attend one every now and then. I don't know the last time I really went to one, but it's important, if I could give you guys some more advice, to stay away from those things, at least on a consistent basis. Do not be part of that. Because a lot of times that's where you're going to find a lot of drama. That's where you're going to find a lot of the self-serving, self-seeking people. Because it's a clout chase, right? Not everybody, but a lot of people are trying to raise their profile. To find a way to ride somebody's bandwagon to the top. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So Brandon, kind of circling his back, Brandon said on the show, he was like, Pierre's a little more quiet. and, you know, but he be working hard. And that was the ultimate compliment for me, especially coming from someone like him, obviously, because you guys know I respect Brandon tremendously, not because he's just Brandon Tatum, but because I know his heart. And I know what he does for people. But that was the ultimate compliment. Not even that I worked hard, because I was glad he said that, but that he recognized me as quiet. You remember, like, why is that a compliment? Because that's a good thing in my book. And I'm not saying a lot of people are a problem or anything, but ultimately, that is kind of how I want my image, my brand to be. I want people to know that, yes, I'm going to go around, I'm going to speak, I'm going to help people, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But I want people to also not know a lot about me, because it's important that you keep something to yourself for you and just your family. It's important that you have a wall that you don't let people pass, because this world will make you crazy, especially if you give everything to this world to the point that you're giving your personal life. For people who are entering politics, who are in politics, keep those boundaries, because it'll also keep you away from some of the corruption and the craziness that happens in this world when you have that person that you can lay next to, that you can clear it all out and get it all out to, that will keep it and be your vault and be your best friend, and who has your best intentions at heart, who's looking out for you, right? It's important to have that, because right now people do that with the political world. They do that with the political world, and that's just not the place to do it. This isn't keeping up with the Kardashians. You don't give your entire life to this world. You open yourself up for some mess. You open yourself up to have people involved in your personal life. You open yourself up to some of these battles. More importantly, you're seeking validation from a place where it's the worst place to seek validation, which is why people like that are more likely to fall into something that is horrible. So I think, you know, you guys know I'm a big advocate of marriage. I'm a big advocate of people finding that person, being with that person, and letting that person be outside of God, right? The center of your life. I think this is another reason why. Because you need to have some sanity in the political world. You need to. You're gonna get eaten alive if you don't have it. I'm not saying there's not people out there who are single and not doing well. Again, I try not to put this on everybody. I'm not trying to put it on everybody. I'm very aware that there are some incredibly successful people who are not married right now. But I do believe that, just like you could go down the list of why a two-parent household for kids is better and why marriage is just better for the family. You can go down the list. I think this is another thing on that list. We've obviously talked about the list on previous episodes, but this should be added to that list if you're going to be in this type of world. Have an outlet that is not this world. Have a place that gives you that validation, that fulfillment. Don't get it from this world. And honestly, this doesn't even have to be just about a political world. This could be about the world in general. It could be about everything in the world. Don't seek it from your place of employment. Don't seek it from your friends. Don't even seek it from some of your family. Get married. Be married. And have it in your relationship with your best friend. It'll also make you better at everything, like your job, like your friendships, like your relationship with family members. Unless it's the people who don't like, you know, unless you're in some situations where some conservatives find themselves in where their family doesn't like that they're conservative, that's a whole different story. You know, I mean, let me tell you, We need to do an episode on that. Okay, we need to do an episode on these family and these friends who turn their backs because somebody became conservative. But don't let me get off topic. Have that. So get married. Be married. It will be helpful. All right, but make sure you find the right person. Do your due diligence. You know, don't just go out there and say, hey, you would get married. No, don't do that, because y'all be like, Pia, you know, I always tell y'all, PSA, get married, I'm getting married. No. Make sure you get the sign. Make sure you, because you got to find the signs. You got to make sure the signs, you know, you look at the signs, because the signs are there. God will give you the signs. Make sure you see the signs, all right? Make sure you're paying attention. Open your minds. If you're struggling to find out them signs, get you a mentor, talk to somebody of the Christian faith, learn from somebody who has been married and has been married for a long time that's successful. Don't be trying to go to no couple that have been together for 2 years. I'm not saying they can't give you some wisdom. But I'm just saying they probably still figuring out a lot too. Because I thought we had a lot figured out in our first couple years, and boy, was I wrong. I was wrong. Looking back on our early years, I realized how wrong I was. We now know there is no such thing as having everything figured out. There is more wisdom. It's just you get more wisdom through your relationships, through the years that you've been in your relationship. And then because of that wisdom, you're able to share those experiences with other people who are at the beginning of that journey. But you never have everything figured out. And that's okay. You learn how to work with the uncertainty. You learn how to work with each other better and be a team better. And that is, to me, what makes marriage special. So, you know, the goal, guys, for you guys to take away from this episode more than anything is, if you're getting into politics or you're in the political world now, the corruption doesn't start when you get to the highest level. It doesn't start when you get into the position. A lot of people who are corrupt in government, the signs were there before they got into the government. So like what Corinne is doing, again, I can't necessarily speak on Major, but I know there are people like what she's describing, whether he's one of them or not. We need to call them out like she's doing before those people get there. We need to identify the signs before those people get there. Because I do believe the way to save this country is to send patriots to this to government and to Congress. And that is why I was a big fan of President Trump. I'm very aware of his shortcomings and his the things that he said sometimes that just was not necessary, the need to battle any and everybody. I'm very aware of the things that President Trump did that made me shake my head, you know, and that wasn't a good look. However, it did not supersede the fact that I felt in my heart that he was there for us. This was not a self-serving move. He lost money by becoming president. He didn't take the salary when he became president. Every day he woke up and he was fighting for the American people. He had a lavish life. He had everything that he needed. But he wanted to see this country get to a point where we could all feel proud. I know many of us patriots, we love our country, we are proud, but he wanted that to be universal, because he knew that in many ways America was declining, even here at home, and the way people viewed America. And he believed that this country is the greatest country on earth, the greatest country to ever exist. And he was willing to sacrifice his own personal wealth and personal gain to push that. To make sure that the next generation didn't lose that idea or that thought. So I'm so thankful for what he's done in 4 years. I don't care what the media is trying to do with him still to this day. They're still trying to destroy this man to this day. But the reality is, there's so many patriots that know who he was and what he was about. And you can't taint how we feel about him. At least that part. You know. But Trump, know he did some other stuff, but that's another episode too that he need to, you know, get himself together for. He know he wasn't right. He know he wasn't right for some things, but he's still one of my favorite presidents because he was there for the people. So guys, stay true to yourself. And if you're a Christian, put God first before your conservative values, before your fight, before anything. Put God first, because God is ultimately the answer. And if you do follow his path, he will take you where you need to go. And that is the message I want to send. Let me really drive it home before we wrap up. That we live in a world where people say that those self-serving people, a lot of them do end up getting to the top. A lot of them get to where they want to go. I don't believe that we have to change into that to get there. I don't believe that. I believe that you can remain humble, you can do it for the right reasons, and still have fight. I'm not saying don't have fight. I'm not telling anybody to walk around and be weak. No, stand up for yourself. I'm not afraid to do that. I will tell you right now, I'm very confident when I say there is nobody There is nobody in the organization where I work that works harder than me. This isn't shade. As far as the chapter division go, this isn't shade on anybody else's work effort. There's a lot of people work hard, but I make it a point to be the hardest working person. Somebody might outwork me on a project or something, but you're not gonna outwork me consistently. Oh no. The reason why is because I know as a leader, I need to set the example. I do not want to be that leader who is like, oh, I'm a leader now, so I'm just going to go, but I'm going to chill and I'm just going to have everybody else doing everything for me and I'm not going to. No. I'm in the trenches. I'm in the dirt. I'm doing what I got to do every single day. I'm up late. A lot of times I'm one of the latest ones up. I'm one of the first ones to get up. Not every day. Sometimes I got to go to sleep or, you know, my eyes get bloodshot red. People are like, are you smoking or something? I'm like, no, my eyes. Listen. Y'all know I don't smoke. I don't do none of that. I'm proud of that. I don't do none of that stuff. But I had somebody actually ask me that because my eyes were red. I'm like, no, this is called sleep. This is called me being deprived of sleep. That's what this is. That's my drug. My drug is not is Blexit sometimes. I'm working. That's my drug, but. I work hard and I'm not, I for a while I was like, oh, I shouldn't say that because people might take, no, I'm not, I work hard and I'm not afraid to say that. I'm okay with saying that because I know that I work hard and I know that I strive to be the hardest working person in the room. I don't ask my team to do anything that I won't do or haven't already done. I work extremely hard, but what I don't do is go around and tell everybody like, yeah, I'm the one doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. No, a lot of times when people talk to me, I say we, because it is a team effort. No one person can do what we're doing with Blexit or any job anywhere at the level that we're at. No one person. It's important that people know that. So it's we, because we is how you make sure that you stay focused on the people around you. Not I. We. And as a leader, if you're a leader, you need to be working just as hard, if not harder, than the people that are answering to you. That is how you make sure you continue to serve the people, even from the highest level. Thank you guys for listening. Until next week, take care.